Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at the fact that there's a curse in the earth, but we're redeemed from that curse, and we don't need to be sick. This is one of our healing school teachings that we did just recently, and we want you to pick it up and join us with this so you can walk in divine health, not only you, you and your loved ones as well. So let's join the service and see what the Lord has for us.
The richest industry on the planet is not the diamond industry, it's not the car industry, it's the pharmaceutical industry. It's the hugest empire on the planet today. Pharmaceutical. You know why? Because they peddle drugs nonstop. You can go to any TV program you're watching. Somewhere along the line in the advertisement, sometime they're going to be showing you about all kinds of sickness. Come on. You know that's true. And so what you got to do is you got to switch it off. At least block it. Go shopping instead. Buy me chocolate. Amen. So, we've got to have a paradigm mind shift right here. I've got to change this stuff. And listen, it's not easy to do. It's going to be repetitive. You're going to have to keep trying. But it's doable. And God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts and my ways are not your ways. Mine never used to be His ways. I'd say I'm sick. And God said, no, call things that are not as though they were. That's how He thinks. You understand? I used to say, I'm broke. And God said, no, I supply every one of your needs. I used to say it, almost bragging. I can't afford it. If flu comes around, hey, I'll be the first one to get it. I was stupid in my ignorance. Come on, you all know what I'm talking about. We all said that. I'm coming down with the flu. Don't sneeze near me. Oh, I can't go. Non-stop, programmed non-stop, the negative side, the devil side. And God said, my thoughts are not that. And my ways are not that. Yes, my thoughts. Well, what are God's thoughts? What is His will? I know the will of God by the word of God. That's it. What are God's thoughts? I know the thoughts of God by the word of God. I read the word, it tells me what He's thinking. And I remember Him saying this, boy, oh boy, did He say this? He said, beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. That's His thought life. That's His thought pattern. He thinks only positive and good and victoriously. And we got to get that loser mentality out of our lives. I'm telling you, you might think, oh, come on, Pastor. You will never change your life if you keep doing the same thing. Never. They say insanity is expecting a different result but doing the same thing. It is insanity. Stop doing what you're doing if you don't like what you got.
That's right.
How do I stop doing what I'm doing? I have to change the thought pattern. It's all in my mind because it's feeding into my spirit, man, and it's coming out of my mouth. And out of my mouth comes the issues of my life. I speak death or life. So the devil comes with his fear tactics. I'll never forget this, and I've told the story before. We had a woman in South Africa. She was an incredible woman. Then, back then, 20 years ago or some, 25 years ago, she was like 60 years of age. And she was a strong woman of God. I mean, this woman of God was like amazing. And she went to the doctor for a checkup, and they took something that they wanted to check her for whatever she had. And the doctor called her back into his office. Now, she was preaching to people, telling them about God and how great He is, etc. And the doctor, she was sitting on the chair, and the doctor said to her, I hate to give you this news, but you've got 3 months to live. Your body's riddled with cancer, and it's an aggressive cancer. And she told me the story she told our church. She was sitting on the chair. She said she became like a floppy rag doll. She just slid out of the chair onto the floor. She says the fear that gripped her, she says she hadn't experienced this kind of fear. It was like a fear grabbed her heart and started squeezing this thing. And she couldn't even stand up. And she was lying on the floor. And she started to cry. And eventually when she came through, the first thing she did, she used her brain, because she's sitting with a doctor now. She phoned her pastor. And she said to him, "What's going on?" And he said, "Come to my office." She came to the office. He said to her, "If you will listen to me, and if you will do what I tell you to do, you will lick this thing." Now remember, she had 3 months. And he told her these scriptures, "I want you to confess these day and night. You confess the word of God by the stripes on his back, and then I shall not die but live and declare the works, and Jesus is my healer." And nonstop, he just gave her scriptures. And she got Kenneth Hagin's scriptures on tape, and she'd listen to those at night. And she was walking around her coffee table in her dining room. And she'd walk around the coffee table confessing scripture, confessing scripture, confessing scripture. And she did that. And 10 months later, she was still walking around the table. Now, don't forget, she had been given 3 months. 10 months later, she was walking around a coffee table. She said she made a furrow in the carpet where she walked. She actually wore the carpet out. And then she got the testimony 100%, 100% healed. And then she started to travel around the world teaching. She got a healing ministry. And she was with Norval Hayes in his Bible college. And she says he was like just, wow, booming voice, man of God. We had him here many times. And so, but the first thing that hit her was that fear. Know the wiles of the enemy. Let me tell you something. If you start to fear for the money, if you start to fear about an addiction or your children or your grandchildren or the sickness, I'm telling you, you're opening up a door. You got to close that door and get your thoughts now to be his thoughts and get your ways now to be his ways. His thoughts, we know what they are. He thinks the best for us. He says this. He says in Jeremiah 29:11, "I know the thoughts I think toward you, thoughts of good and not evil, to give you an expected end, a hope and a future." That's his thought life. So he says, "My thoughts are not the way you think." So many people think, "Ooh, if I don't have the money, how am I going to retire? Ooh, ooh." Come on. They get panicky. What about the fact that he said, "I supply you every need"? Not your age, not your benefits, not your Medicaid, nothing else, not your boss. I supply. You see, when you get into the I supply attitude with God, all the other supplies become irrelevant. When you trust God and you say, "You said it, that settles it, I'm standing on it," everything else becomes irrelevant. Your boss is now irrelevant for supplying your need. The country is irrelevant for supplying your need. Right now, the market's crashing. Hey, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to find me some shares to buy. Right now is a good time to invest in shares. Come on. You should be looking. And then when it comes back, every bad situation, there are good. You know, in the Great Depression, they built the Empire State Building. In the Great Depression. And they say they got away with billions of dollars. Why? Because labor was free virtually. And to buy product, they were just too glad to get rid of stuff. So they built the Empire State Building. They say it was the building of the century. You see, you got to have that mindset. You got to have that mindset. And then you got to have the mindset, well, 1,000 will fall, yeah. And 1,000, 10,000, he said, that side. That means I will see some stuff. There will be some turbulence. There will be some attack of the devil trying to put fear into me. But God said, "You'll see it, yeah, and you'll see it, yeah, but it will not come here." Right? Did he not say that in Psalm 91? Well, if God is God and God cannot lie, then why do I panic when I see that, yeah? Like Peter, when he saw that over here, he took his eyes off God over here in front of him. And he went down because of the wind and the waves. People are going down because of coronavirus. Right now, they're going down. They're in a panic. I'm telling you. I had someone call me. I had somebody call me, said, "I'm not scared of this." And he wasn't. But he said, "Someone told me that they're going to quarantine everything for 3 weeks in Florida and we need to go and buy food. What do you think?" You listen. It's serious. People are believing this stuff. Even if it does become an epidemic, as bad as what these people want it to be, there are people that want this. You don't understand. Oh God, I'm not even going to go there. But listen. Even if it becomes that much, the God not sent will not come nigh thee or your house. Can I stand on the word of God, or should I stand on the word of a scientist who knows nothing? Come on. This is what I'm talking about. So when you stand with God, fear has to go. Remember, he destroyed the thing that had bondage over us when he destroyed death. Remember that? That was the great fear. We were held captive and bondage because of the fear of death. But then when he destroyed that, we became adopted sons and daughters, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Amen. Come on. So if you can get your faith and your trust in God, and I mean all the time, when fear tries, listen, it tries to come on me. It tries to come on all of us. Fear will come. The devil's not going to stop. But the Bible says, know his strategy, know his ways. Right. And when he comes with that fear tactic, you've got to get your hand up.
That's right.
You've got to get your hand up. Telling you right now, you got to have your shield in place.
That's right.
Remember your shield of faith, right? And you got to feel those things, the turbulence you should be feeling in your faith.
Right.
You feel it, boom, 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 as the fiery darts of the enemy are hitting the thing. You should feel turbulence. You should hear the news. You should yell, that's the turbulence. That's your shield of faith. Now you, right now, we need to stand shield to shield and shoulder to shoulder.
Amen.
With what's happening in the world. I'm not talking this virus. I'm talking about the end times. Amen.
Amen.
And you think it's bad, it's going to get worse.
Yeah. Yes.
And then the rapture is going to come and we're not going to be here.
That's right. Amen.
But it's going to get worse. Jesus said,
that's right.
Correct?
Amen.
And so we got to stand in faith. We got to trust God. And having done all to stand, then you stand. Keep your shield in place and have that two-edged sword coming out of your mouth, which is the Spirit of God, which is the Word of God. You got to say what God says. You got to do it the way God does it. And that's it.
That's right.
Rather than say, oh, what are we going to do about it? Rather say, thank God that he's taking care of me. No weapon formed against me, no weapon formed against you, my children, is going to prosper. We station warring angels around us right now, and they will take care of anything coming against us. We will not allow sickness in this house. No, 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 no. You have no right to be here, and your shield is up when the sword's going. Or you can stay the way you are for the rest of your life and be miserable. Praise God.
Amen.
Come on. I'm bringing you a truth here.
That's right.
This is how I live. My wife and myself, how we live. You think we don't get attacks? You think fear doesn't try to attack us? My God. Sweet Jesus. Just to get that building took 8 months. 8 months to do a closing. 8 months. How many of you have been in a closing for something that big for 8 months? And then every single other day there was a problem and the fear would come. And then try to come. And we'd have to stand. We have to resist it. I have to resist the same fear you have to resist. Maybe I have to resist a larger scale fear than you. But what I do is what I did when I was believing God for $50. You understand? I do the same things then. I speak out of my mouth and I block the tactics of the devil. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solus Roofing Contractors is available at 772-